Read on, May 2022. Go West, the Homestead Act of 1862. 160 years ago this month, a law was passed to encourage the westward expansion of the United States. By Siobhan Bruns. On May 20, 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed what was probably one of the most important laws ever passed in the U.S., the Homestead Act, to encourage more Americans to settle in the western part of the United States. Although at that time the United States already stretched from sea to shining sea, from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean. Most Americans were living in the eastern part of the United States. The government wanted more people to move out west. To help them to do so, the government created the Homestead Act. The Homestead Act gave a 160-acre plot of public land to those who were willing to live on the land for 5 years while improving it, for free. Homesteaders only had to pay a small fee when filing for the plot. The Act gave people who perhaps wouldn't be able to own land, those without much money, former slaves, women, and immigrants, a chance to become landowners. However, although most Americans did not live in the West, it wasn't unoccupied. Native Americans were there. Those Native Americans were forced onto reservations when homesteaders moved westward and claimed land. The Homestead Act was not available to Native Americans. It was also closed to another group of people in America, those who had fought against the federal government in the Civil War. At the time the Act was signed into law, the American Civil War was taking place. The South supported slavery, and the North did not. Southern states seceded from the United States, or Union, because of slavery, and a civil war between the two sides, North and South, began. But it was probably because the South left the Union that the Homestead Act came to be. The government had actually been trying to pass the Homestead Act for years. However, not everyone in Congress agreed that people should be encouraged to move out west. There was never a big enough majority to pass the Act because two groups always voted against it. One group were members of Congress from northern states who were worried that cheap land would make all their workers pack up and move away. The other group were Southern members of Congress who thought that homesteaders would outlaw slavery in the West. When the South seceded, those Southern members were no longer in Congress to oppose the Act. It passed and became law. Although the land was free with the Homestead Act, it wasn't easy to keep. Jonathan Earle, an associate professor of history at the University of Kansas, told NPR that settlers needed money and a lot of farming knowledge to be successful. Over 114 years, the Homestead Act lasted until 1976, about 4 million people claimed land, but 60% of them failed within the first 5 years. In the end, over 270 million acres of land were given away to homesteaders. And what Congress had in mind so long ago, that people go west, became reality. Today, the most populated state in the U.S. by far is California, one of the country's most westerly states.